legs. There's no way. She spent twice and plus hours more on the court. And this was grueling, grueling, because she visited Paris from back to the right, to the left. It was crazy.
25-shot rally.
Ouch. And you don't win it. That hurts.
Aline just sucking in some oxygen, puffs out her cheeks, gets herself set. Świątek ready with the serve. This first serve is snapped into the net. Radio Roland Garros at radio_RG. French Open Radio, FFT.fr, if you'd like to get in touch with us.
Is this necessary?
I think the whole world, as Świątek backhand line winner, heard Marcus blow his nose.
We apologise.
Can we apologise, please? He's left the box now. Marcus, you did it when we were waiting for the serve and everything was quiet.
Do it when people are clapping.
Yeah, do it when there's a round of applause. We do apologise to our listeners.
It's his first day. He's a rookie.
He's on work experience. 30 love, serve into the centre of the box. It's cut back on the slice. Draw Świątek in, who scampers back behind the baseline. Świątek then plays the forehand, spins it onto the service line. Net is found by Paolini. And this feels like a totally different match the last couple of games than the first couple of games.
Oh, what's hurting is 8 points in a row. 8 points in a row for Świątek here, able to break at love, and now, well, yep, that hurts. I should say seven. She has yet to win the game.
But she has 3 game points. Serve down the tee, stretch back, short ball, Świątek. Oh dear, doesn't catch that. Slightly framed, misses the court. It's an error of her own making.
Yeah, that was off the forehand side, I tell you. It was just middle ball with no really intensity in it. She made a mess of it. I think off the backhand, this ball would have never been missed.
Still got a couple of game points for edge ahead on serve. 20 minutes played. Świątek clips the top of the net. She's serving out wide, so she turns around and says, can I have another ball? And she says, can I have another ball? And she'll examine the two balls, give them a little twirl, discard one behind her, get rid of the clay from the soles of her shoes, use the sweatband on her right wrist to mop up her brow. All the while, Jasmine Paolini's been twisting that racket as she leans forward. And Świątek serves down the tee. It's thundered back through the middle of the court. That's a shorter ball from Świątek. Świątek with double-handed backhand, cross-court on the angle. Cross-court and then back. Paolini thought it was going down the line. Paolini goes down the line. The forehand goes through the middle of the court. Oh, it's too much. Paolini looking to come in off the back of the ball. Thunders it long. And that's a hold to 15. Good couple of games for defending champions. She's got a nose back in front on serve, 3-2.
8 of the last 9 points won by Iga Świątek, and Paolini trying to get through. Iga Świątek just not able to do so. Too many unforced errors now. It's almost like she's trying to overplay, play above her level, which in essence, what
she
else
has
can
to
you do?
Yes.
Yeah. I would like to see a little bit more drop shots, I have to say, from the racket of Paolini, just to change the rhythm a little bit.
Matthew says, who's the referee for the women's final? It is Nico Helworth. And that is Matt in Western Australia. Lovely to have you with us. Mitali says, I love this team and your coverage so much. Thank you for letting your camaraderie come through on the radio. Listening to you from Philippe Chatrier, somewhere to your right.
Oh, where
are
you?
Oh, this is amazing.
Let's
all right,
wave.
Stefan's up, because this is Stefan's job. Right, if you're listening to us, you have to start, send us a picture of exactly where, or a picture of where you are, or where we are, if you can see us. We're up and far side.
We're way to the left, behind on the right of the chair empire.
Love that. So send us a picture, and Stefan's in position to find you, because I can never spot anybody. Who are you waving at?
Some people.
Are they waving at you?
Like Gretzky's shirts, but that's not the one. They're saying hi
I
to
don't
their
think
friends,
that's
and
Mitali.
I'm just saying hi back.
Paolini at 3-2, very important. Well, every game's important, is it? But this one especially, having been broken back, and then Świątek holding comfortably, forehand cross court. Paolini inside the baseline, she comes forward. It's a high ball, she taps it over. Świątek comes in, cuts and slices the ball. The pickup from Paolini in the court is missed.
Well, pressure is a privilege, we know that, but this is a lot of pressure. When you're able to lob that way and do what Świątek is doing right now.
Love 15, 2-3, Sun comes out. Serve ricochets off the top of the net, nearly lands on Iga Świątek's head.
You have to clear the court. If it hits you, you lose the point.
Into the body, it's thundered back on the forehand. Cross court absorbs the pace of the shot. Redirects it, cross court for the winner.
That was a fabulous 1-2 punch from Paolini. Her first forehand winner of the match, by the way. Świątek already has four of them.
Mitali is holding up a blue hand fan and in a white shirt. Does that help, Stefan? A blue hand fan and a white shirt, and to our right. There's a lot of white shirts out there, Mitali. Serve out wide. Snap back to the Paolini feet, who goes through the middle of the court. The scooped up slice forehand for Świątek, who hits the backhand cross, got backhand down the line and missed. Not by much. She went for it, Paolini, but she misses.
Yeah, and she's pointing to the other direction, saying, maybe I should have stepped down the line, go cross court on that one. She's definitely trying to really, really attack Świątek when she has the opportunity to do so. 15-30. 2-3, Paolini serving.
Misses out wide. Sun has disappeared again behind a cloud. As Paolini reaches up for the second serve, serves out wide, the backhand to the feet of Paolini, puts it through the middle of the court, and the backhand into the corner from Świątek. The inside-out forehand from Świątek. Hits double-handed backhand on the other side. The slap forehand down line mid-court. Backhand cross-court from Świątek. Świątek's from getting into a rhythm now with these backhands. Another backhand from the pole. And Jasmine Paolini goes inside-out with the forehand and up the line and long. Coming out on top, Paolini for 30-all.
Great patience from Paolini. Great depth as well. We've seen that throughout the tournament. Her depth and accuracy of her shot has been absolutely perfect. That's why she's here today.
Beth says, greetings. My husband and I are watching the women's final in the Chicago airport on a layover before we head to Quebec City. Watching on his laptop while listening to you. Excellent coverage. Not to be missed. Thank you. Well, thank you to Beth and her husband. Have a safe flight. Serve down the tee. This is 30-all. It's netted from inside the baseline from Paolini, and it's break point Świątek.
Yeah, didn't move her feet enough to get to that ball. That was slightly shorter. Couldn't get that and redirect.
Mitali, I can't believe you said white shirt. Do you know how many white shirts there are inside Philippe Chatrier right now? It's a lot. You've got to give us something else. Break point for 4-2. Paolini serves and misses out wide.
Watch Świątek. She's going to get closer and try to attack that return. You know it.
Yeah, look at the pressure she's putting on. She will jump. She will step. She's inside.
Oh, she doesn't need to.
She's drawn it. She's drawn the double fault.
That's right.
It is 4-2, Świątek.
Yep. Third break of serve in this opening first set. First one went the way of Świątek. Broken back. Well, I tell you, you told people out there to go on their TV, take the sound out, listen to us, and my friend, of course, in America, guess what? Steve and Allison are doing so.
Hello,
so shout out to Steve and Allison.
Whereabouts are they listening from?
They are in Connecticut.
Oh, lovely. Thank
They're
you for
my
listening.
Neck of the wood.
Marie's asked, is Jasmine's mum in the box? Yeah, I have seen her mum.
I believe so.
Yep, seen a shot of her mum.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
To the two-time defending champion, three-time Roland Garros champion, four-time Grand Slam champion. And she's 23. Backhand from Świątek just lofts that up. And the come on you heard was from Świątek, just moving Paolini around, finding the gaps, winning the point. Blue Ant says, I'm listening in Chicago while I watch. Even though there's a delay, I much prefer your commentary to that of TV. Thank you. We love having you with us. 4-2-15, love. Oh, dear.
That was long. That's why the oh, dear.
I mean it. She asked about. Landed at the back of the court.
I can, sir.
Paolini's up to the baseline. Kenji put some pressure on. Oh, she was going to crunch that from well inside the baseline. She sort of has a wiggle and she leans forward and she creeps in and she hits the backhand onto the service line. The backhand down the line from Świątek. The slap from Paolini doesn't find the court. Just using the court so well, Świątek.
Yep. And that's what she does. That's why she's the number one player in the world. That's why she's going for a fourth here. Roland Garros.
Four, two, 30, love. 29 minutes played. First serve into there. Ballboy scurries across, scoops it up, pops himself back into position as Paolini heads towards the baseline. Inside it, she is now, and she plays the backhand, and that is long, and it's game points.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I mean, it was so close at the beginning. We felt like Paolini could do a little bit of a dance. We didn't see that coming at 2-1, but then again, you have to keep playing that way for two sets, and that's the difficult part.
Game points for 5-2. Sun shines down. Oh, body serve, drop serve. Świątek comes in. She's at the net. Can she be passed? Yes, she can.
It's rare to see players hitting passing shot landing that deep because, you know, you're giving a chance if the volleyer, you know, the player at the net is there to have a high volley. Normally, when you try to pass and use a passing shot, you want the ball, if it was to land about service line area, this one deep in the corner from Paolini. No hesitation.
Still a couple of game points for 5-2. Not happy with the ball toss because the sun has just broken free from a cloud. Oh, that's a good serve. Mid-court return. The 1-2 punch, but she gets back. She has to play the volley, Świątek. She does. She roars. She holds. She leads by 5-2, first set.
Just so solid in every department, from the net, from the back of the court, the movement. She is just so complete, Świątek. You know, we talk a lot about Coco Gauff, and, you know, she's number two. She's going to be number two on the live ranking on Monday. And you think about the fact that she is struggling on the forehand side, Coco. She's struggling on the second serve, and yet she's number two in the world because of her grit, her belief, her mental toughness, and her speed. And if she was to fix a little bit the forehand and a little bit the serve, I mean, she could definitely become number one in the world. I think it's going to be a tough task, but it's amazing already to see where she is, number two in the world, and she has, you know, such progression still there. Hopefully, they're going to work on the forehand a little bit more. I mean, that grip is tough.
Just a reminder, if Świątek goes on to win today, she'll be 3,776 points clear of Coco Gauff.
Yeah, it's going to take a little time to catch up.
It is, it really
for
is.
For anyone.
The dominance. Is he blowing your nose again?
Yeah, well, it's a habit.
Out you go. He's doing the second set with you. Possibly the third.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
There might be lots of silences when he disappears to blow his nose. Right, serving to stay in the first set at 2-5, Jasmine Paolini. Presidential tribune behind her. Świątek is starting quite close to the baseline already off this first serve. Keeps the body quite upright, Świątek. She's on the baseline. She plays the forehand. It's redirected inside out, and the backhand clips top the net from Paolini. Back her own side, and Świątek's 3 points from the set.
So now I'm getting some more texts from my friends saying, hey,
hi.
We're watching.
Who's
from
watching now?
Cape Cod. It's Suzanne and Christina. Christina Italian.
Hi. Suzanne
She's like,
and Christina.
They turned the sound off the TV and they're listening to us again.
Love
they
that.
Say, you guys are crushing it.
Thank you for being with us. Backhand down the line. Squash shot from Paolini. In comes Świątek. Into the corner she goes. Tried to get it past Świątek, who's waiting at the net. Doesn't make it. And she's 2 points from the set.
Yeah. Remember the unforced errors at one earlier for Paolini.
Yeah.
Well, now it's at 7, close one less than, of course, Świątek. But it's the winner count. 10 for Świątek, only 3 for Paolini.
Paolini nets on the first serve. Robin's listening to us. Thank you, Robin. 2-5, love 30. Serve down the tee, the backhand through the middle of the court, back too deep from Paolini. 33 minutes played. Remember, she had the early breaker serve, but now she is triple set point down on her serve.
33 minutes? Ouch. It's quick.
Serve down the tee, the forehand just had to get out the way of that ball, but she gets it, and that is the first set. Remember, it took her 40 minutes to beat Anastasia Potapova, love and love. 34 minutes on the clock, and she has closed out by 6-2 against Jasmine Paolini. It was always going to be an uphill battle. It is not over. She started really well, but Sophie, as you rightly said, could she keep that up? And no, unfortunately, for the first set, she couldn't.
Well, she did it for 3 games, that's for sure. 3.5 games. And then, things started to be much, much more difficult just because of the consistency level of Świątek, who started to, probably hit unforced error, but went up on the winners, especially. You're back. Marcus.
I am back.
I'm only going to leave you with Sophie. Promise not to blow your nose on air.
Well, I might have to, and Sophie can sing while I do that.
Oh, perfect. This I'm going to be listening to. Enjoy the rest of the final.
This might not be a good sound. Blowing his nose and me singing.
I think me blowing my nose probably sounds better than you singing, to be honest.
Oh, thank you so much. This is a bad start, Marcus.
Do you want a couple of really bad stats if you're a Jasmine Paolini fan?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not going to be good.
Don't forget that Iga Świątek is 73-1 after winning the first set on clay. Karolina Muchova is the only player to come from a set down. Muchova, I apologise.
Yeah.
None of the last 39 clay court finals on the WTA Tour have been won from a set down.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope she's not listening, Paolini. I hope she's just focused and say, you know what? It's never been done, or at least not very often. Why not me?
Well, she did cause a few problems early on there.
Yeah.
Crowd's enjoying a little bit of fun and games. They're trying to get a Mexican wave started. We have our friends, Jose and his mates, just watering the court. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 5 of them now. It's normally 4, but I guess an extra person gets involved for the final. And there's a 5th man who's in charge of turning the hose on and off. And if you sit in the front rows, you get soaked. And he doesn't mind.
No, they don't mind because it's warm. It's lovely.
Yeah, but in the front row on that side are some very expensive cameras in the photographer's pit. That might cause an issue or two.
I agree. So they're almost finishing with watering the court. The French crowd.
It's a really poor attempt, I'm afraid, so for the Mexican wave, though. One section on our right is trying, not succeeding in persuading anybody else to get involved. Oh, hang on. Now they're okay. Just starting to get going a little more.
Yes, much better.
Still lacking a little bit of zip and momentum.
I think it's pretty good.
It's all right.
All right, I think Paolini is going to need all the help she can get, and she's going to have to change something. So if she keeps playing the same way, it's going to be less than 37 minutes.
Well, Świątek is just waiting for everybody to settle. She's at the near end from where we watch, as always, on the 5th level of the media centre, and she's still slightly distracted. The squat figure of Paolini hunches over behind her baseline and looks to return on the forehand. But that first serve was long. A little overcast at the moment. Fluffy clouds, no danger of any rain. The second serve is to the backhand. It kicked up at Paolini as well. It gave Świątek a short ball to come into, but she's passed. Brilliant cross court from Paolini, and the lunge volley from Świątek goes into the net. A little message in Italian. I'm still here, Iga. I'm not going to give up. Gentle breeze, you can just see Świątek's outfit being ruffled a little as she serves the body serve to the backhand of Paolini, but again, she's missed. Absolute hush now inside a packed Châtrier. Wondering what Jasmine Paolini can do to stop the tide, this irresistible force as a huge backhand down the line from Świątek.
Yep, and she's looking at a box, Paolini, trying to get help. A bit rushed on that one for sure.
Świątek looking to win her 21st successive match at Roland Garros. I've already mentioned that she's won 34 out of 36 here. As good as anything that the great Chris Evert, who's here today, and Monica Seles managed after their first 36 matches. Serving now to the forehand, and the return is right back at Świątek. Flashing forehand from Paolini. She lines up an off forehand now, but she's missed. It's gone long.
Yeah, let's not forget that she won Madrid, she won Rome, and she's still obviously here on her way to win this one. So she has 18 matches right now, streak match. And of course, she in 2022, that was like absolutely out of this world. Was that 37, I believe, yeah, in 2022?
Something like crazy. Again, she's missed with her first serve. Yes, the last player to win the two big clay events and then Roland Garros was Serena Williams. Yep. Got to go back to 2013 for that.
And we thought, it's never going to happen again. Well, there you have it. Very possible.
Świątek serving to the forehand and the return is wide.
Yeah, but I like the fact that at least Paolini is trying to attack that serve. She needs to get even closer to that baseline. I think she's too far. She needs to take that earlier, maybe jump into that kick serve.
Well, she's got to go down fighting if that's going to be her fate today. There's no disgrace in losing to Iga Świątek. Just give it as good a count of yourself as possible. The plus one from Świątek's a forehand, running forehand into the net from Paolini. And it's a comfortable hold of serve for Iga Świątek at the start of set number two. You're listening to Radio Roland Garros. I'm Marcus Buckland in the company of Sophie Amiek. Do get in touch. Tell us where you are, what you're doing while you listen to this women's final. You can tweet us at radio_RG, at radio_RG, and you can email us frenchopenradio@fft.fr. That's frenchopenradio@fft.fr, particularly if you're Italian or you're in Italy. Give us a sense of the excitement in that part of the world after all the success that your players, both male and female, have been enjoying. Singles and doubles for the women. Yannick, of course, Jannik Sinner making the semi-finals of the men's singles before losing yesterday in five sets to Carlos Alcaraz. Paolini serves to the forehand of Świątek, a succession of forehands from both players. Good depth from Świątek, and as I say that, she overhits on her forehand wing.
Yep. Just a little bit. It happens. Her fourth unforced from the forehand for Świątek. Only three for Paolini of the forehand in this match so far.
First serve flies into the net. Jahan's listening to us while on a treadmill in Washington, D.C. Go,
good
Jasmine,
on you.
He says.
Good for you. Double fault from Paolini, unfortunately. She feels, I think, the pressure because Świątek is really inside the court on the second serve trying to attack it. That one was 120 through K. Even if it landed in the box, I think Świątek would have pretty much slammed that one. Yeah, the fan are trying to help Paolini. She needs it.
She does. Hello to Dan in Indiana. Adam in the UK. Great, we've got so many people listening in so many different parts of the world. That first serve flies off the tape, lands long. Ball boy and a ball girl both go for the same ball. The ball boy wins. Backhand return, off return, clean winner.
Second serve, 123 kilometers per hour in the box. You are going to get punished, and that's exactly what Świątek did. This is getting dangerous for Paolini.
Matt in Birmingham says if Iga wins the second set 6-love, it'll be the first bagel in a Roland Garros final since Justine Henin against Kim Clijsters in 2003. Clijsters is here today working for another radio station. Exchange of backhands now between the two players, both with double-handers. Now the forehand cross-court from Świątek right onto the baseline of Paolini. She goes back there again and a slice stretching with all her might, with all her 5 foot 4 inches. It's not enough to keep the ball in play.
Marcus, you have on one side somebody who's got 150% of energy, and then on the other side, we're talking 50, 70%. I think Paolini just cannot keep up right now. His double break points.
Candice has been in touch from California. She's pulling for Jasmine.
Oh, that's an ace.
It is.
First
just
one
what
of the
she
match
needed.
For her. Yep. She definitely needed it. See? That's a 5-4, 5-3. Still can ace. Listen to this.
It's 172 kilometers an hour down the middle. Candice says, belief is everything. Forza by Jasmine. Still facing a break point. Good deep first serve, and the return's long.
Oh, that's big. Again, so important for Paolini right here. Second game of the second set. Already a set down to try to hold.
Spencer's been in touch with a good email I'll save to the end of this game. Back to Juice. The forehand return, ooh, that's long as well. That came up and they're just a little quicker perhaps than she anticipated.
Ace in two enforced errors. But that was a much better serve. Putting the first serve is so key right now for Paolini.
What a response. If she does hold here,
yep,
we won't have to talk. We're going to be blasted by 15,000 Parisian cheers. Off return on the forehand side, then the backhand into the net with a plus one from Paolini.
Do you feel like the movement is a little flat from Paolini on that ball? I mean, she's right there. It's just a little adjustment steps and going forward with that ball also. Being a little bit more expressive towards the target.
Back to Juice. Backhand return, shortish ball that Paolini could attack, but she's put her forehand into the net. Oh, she's really frustrated about that.
Ted DiBenedetto is watching from Innovate in the Connecticut. Loves women's tennis, enjoys the grit in women's sports. Love for you to listen. Thank you for being with us.
Karina's in Fort Wayne, listening with her bread and tea. She's got the match on mute. Much prefers our commentary. Break point again for Świątek. Backhand return, cross-court to the backhand of Paolini, who went straight at Świątek, and she did really well to get the ball back in play, and it forces the error off the Italian's racket, and sure enough, Iga Świątek has broken at the start of the second set.
Absolutely incredible, Marcus, what Świątek was able to do on that last shot. She was totally off balance, but still, the racket, the point of contact, in perfect position to redirect that ball, eventually forced the error.
Hello to Maggie, who we know works in a shop that sells bikinis in the Caribbean. Very nice bikinis. I might get you one, so, for next year.
No comment.
Forehand return is deep and onto the baseline. Now she's going across court. Is Paolini on her backhand, moved round onto her forehand side. Cross court, shortish angle. Back goes Świątek. Up the line from Paolini. She's holding onto her position in this particular rally, and then she looks for a slightly shorter angle going across on the forehand side and misses.
I mean, Świątek is better in all departments right now.
Maggie's listening from the Châtel Village in Barbados, and after the tennis, she's off to the cricket. England against Australia. What
Busy
a day.
Sports day.
What a lovely day.
Awesome. Enjoy.
As long as England win. 15 love. Backhand return to the backhand wing of Świątek, who goes straight back across court with that double hander. Precision perfect.
Yeah, she lost that short cross court. It's really unplayable. 6th backhand winner of the match for Świątek. Only one for Paolini today.
And this second set could get away from the Italian very quickly. 2-love, 30-love. Świątek having won the first set by 6-2. Backhand return down the middle of the court. Another powerfully driven double-hander from Świątek, and it forces Paulini to go long, and this is proving to be a very comfortable hold of serve so far, at least for Świątek. Tori's been in touch as well. First time listener from Kentucky, where it's 67 degrees. First year listening to Radio Roland Garros. I'm loving the commentary. Welcome to the family, and please remember to join us again next year. Sun trying to come back out as Świątek hammers a first serve into the net. A small, dark-haired ball boy appears from beside the umpire's chair, grabs the ball, gets back to his mark, kneels down, looks to his left as Świątek serves to the backhand of Paulini. That was a good return. It's an even better plus one from Świątek. That's ridiculous. That's just too good. She holds to love.
And not much, unfortunately, Paulini can do. And, you know, if you're going to come in cross-court, you have to cover your line so quickly because the down the line goes much faster than the cross-court pass. And Paulini was not even close to being around the service line area when she came in on that return cross-court. So, yeah, dialed in Świątek. Nothing to say right now. It's just pure beauty the way she's playing.
I mentioned that Spencer's been in touch. Sophie, he says, as a member of Baron Buckland's official defence council, I can hear that the maestro is somewhat congested. Cut the good man some slack, please. He's heroically performing under duress. Thank you, Spencer. He goes on to say that he's just concluded a 35-year career as an opera singer, and he's happy to report that the few notes Sophie sang a while ago were much easier on the ear than much of what he's had to endure on stage. Sophie has talent, says Spencer, and knows it.
Very sweet. Merci beaucoup, Spencer. Do you know that this could be the fourth time since the WTA rankings were published in 1975 that the world number one has saved match point en route to secure a women's singles Grand Slam title?
Oh, you've been doing your homework, haven't you?
Serena Williams at the Australian 2003, Capriati at the Australian 2002, and Martina Navratilova at the US Open in 1986. Very rare. And just for those who didn't watch it, she saved a match point against Osaka, Iga Świątek, earlier in this tournament.
And she's in control now. She's been in control ever since she saved that match point against Naomi Osaka as Paulini goes flat across court to the forehand. And Świątek reminds us that occasionally she's human as she misses. After saving that match point, she lost only 14 more games en route to the final. You had a couple more on now, just the 16 games lost since almost going out in round two. Paulini into the net. Martina Navratilova, who you mentioned, is in the front row of the President's Tribune, looking very elegant. Backhand reply from Świątek again. That came back so quickly. And then she goes down the line with a forehand that Paulini just couldn't turn around and get to.
Yeah, wrong footing her. Talking about Martina Navratilova, came by, played some pickleball with us a couple days ago. And very fun. Of course, those hands are wicked at the net, as we can imagine.
She's got knee problems, hasn't she, at
she
the moment?
She does. She hurt her knee, but she was able to play pickleball. We just, you know, we had a great time.
Backhand return, then the off forehand from Paulini. Now she's going on to her double hander to Świątek, who guides it down the line. Sliced forehand is going to drop inside the Świątek baseline, but then she just clubs another ridiculously impressive forehand winner across court.
She's just on fire. I mean, she's on every shot so perfectly placed, Świątek. You rarely see her, except when you have somebody who has extreme power from the baseline, the Sabalenka, the Rybakina, maybe. I mean, these are, you know, even Madison Keys, these are the players who can maybe hurt Świątek because of the power, but other than that, Osaka, of course.
Yes. Świątek running around onto her backhand and going across court to the double hander of the Italian, who clips the top of the tape and the ball bounces back her side. And of course Świątek, I mean, she's played brilliantly, but things also fell into her hands to a degree, Sophie, when both Elena Rybakina and Aryna Sabalenka, for different reasons, lost in the quarterfinals. The two players who, as you say, might have really pushed her today.
I agree.
15-40, so two chances for Świątek to grab a double break advantage in this second set. Backhand return is to the backhand of Paulini. Oh, and then a rare miss hit from Świątek as she looks to go down the line. Got a question for you from Emma in Mallorca, who is sewing summer clothes while listening, recovering from a couple of long paddle matches. And I'll ask you the question that she has posed in just a moment. Still break point. Paolini, love 3, 30, 40. Misses long with her first serve.
Watch that return.
Świątek standing just behind her baseline. And now steps in.
Thank you, Sophie,
you've seen this before.
I mean,
low angle backhand across court.
It's evident. The minute that you give just a slight opportunity and a slight open door for Świątek, she takes it. She's going to hit the right shot. Is she going to make it every time? Probably not. But her shot selections and her awareness on the courts, she knew she has an opportunity here to break again. Second serve, I'm going for it. Pick your target, execute, win the point. And here she's at 4-love here with a set in the pocket. Only 2 games for a fourth title here in Roland Garros.
It's the Polish fans who are singing at the moment. 54 minutes on the clock. Świątek within 2 games of a fourth Roland Garros title. She's still only 23. First serve goes into the net. I will come to Emma's question in just a moment. Bright again overhead. Some of the little wispy cloud has moved away. The second serve is to the backhand of Paolini, who drives it down the middle of the court. She's going for a very central attack at the moment. Now she switches it to the backhand of Świątek, who went down the line. Paolini tried to go back down the line with a forehand, but nets. Emma wants to know, Sophie, what's better, paddle or pickleball?
Actually, neither of them. They're both great. Paddle, pickleball, tennis, ping pong, badminton. I mean, you know, it's what you enjoy the most, and you should try all of them and find out what makes you happier. But if you're not happy in life, play pickleball. It'll take you about 5 minutes to be happy. That's all I have to say.
Especially if you've been coached by Sophie, who I have to say, I was joking earlier. I did listen from up here. I could hear you a bit, but you're so enthusiastic, Sophie, and your love for the sport was clearly rubbing off on those who were lucky enough to be on that court with you.
Well, thank you. I love tennis, my first love, but pickleball comes close for a second right now. At my age, it's easier.
Oh, you're still young. You're still young. Oh, Świątek just given a dose of her own medicine, and Paolini stepping in and hammering a forehand return winner.
But see, this should have been done at the beginning of the match. You don't wait until you're down 6-2, 4-love to say, hey, I'm going to attack the second serve. That should be one part of the tactic throughout the match.
Right, let's see how Świątek responds to the audacity of her opponent clubbing a return winner like that. She goes to the backhand. Oh, it was a really tricky ball that stood up. The return's been called wide. Paolini had a little look at the umpire. I was kind of hoping he might go down and check the mark, but he was having none of that. And that ball just reared up at the 5-foot-4-inch tall Italian. She couldn't control the backhand return. It flew wide, and it's 30-15. Świątek is ready. She serves to the backhand, cross court, and flattens out her backhand. She's there again, the world number one, to the double hander of Paolini. It's backhand to backhand, cross court with power from Paolini. Now she comes in for a shorter ball. Świątek's there trying to pass her. She can't. Really good, low backhand volley. Wins the point for the underdog, and the crowd love it.
And she's smiling also, Paolini. That was one of the best and most beautiful point from the Italian, without a doubt. So, great rally, great depth, coming to the net, finishing with a backhand volley, very solid at impact, very nice play. And she's happy, 30-all, 4-love, Świątek serving the second set.
Yeah, two really good points for the Italian in this game as she fights to keep her head above water, the relentless pounding from the pulverizer. She will give and show no mercy, and that's why she bagels so many opponents. Serving now, high kicker, backhand return down the middle of the court, and then easy as you like, forehand winner Świątek.
See, she's too far. She needs to be closer to return that serve, because unfortunately anything that lands midcourt for Świątek, it's kind of a candy. She's going to go for it. Another winner from the racket of Świątek. It is 7 in the second set, for only 3 for Paolini.
Hello to HC, who says he's listening with one eye open, and mentions the big shock in the cricket recently, the USA beating Pakistan. Well, if the USA can beat Pakistan in cricket, then why can't Jasmine Paolini beat Iga Świątek in tennis? I'll give you a few reasons. 40-30. Backhand reply is long. It's another hold. And she's now just one game away.
Well, I'll tell you, my friend Isabelle Demongeau used to play on the tour, was top player. And she's sending me a text saying, really, Paolini needs to develop more of a drop shot or use a drop shot. I think she has it. She's just not using it. And second thing, she said, and needs to come forward because at the net, because from the baseline, that's not where she's going to win the match. I totally agree. Also, Pam was listening to me in Florida. Hi, Pam.
And me.
Glad
she's listening
here.
To me, too. I'll
no, no,
have you
no.
Know,
she's
Sophie.
Just listening to me.
She's listening to
no,
both of us.
No, no, no.
You're sounding like Gigi the other day who started talking about my listeners.
Yeah.
Do you hear her say
those
that?
Are
the
my
Empress?
Listeners.
My listeners.
Well, this one is my listener. Well,
yeah, but she's listening. She has
well,
to
she
listen
has
to me.
She has no choice, unfortunately.
She's enjoying, I think, listening to me.
All right, tell him that you're enjoying that you're listening to him, because otherwise he's going to have a little bit of a fit here, the little boy. So, is this the last game?
I think
it
may be.
Is this going to be a bagel?
I think it may be.
It's
sixth
hard
consecutive
to believe,
year,
but
you
not
know.
Really.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the sixth consecutive year that the final has featured a first-time Grand Slam finalist. So we get these great stories, but it's so tough.
Yeah.
I mean, back in 2019, there were two of them, so one had to win, and Barty beat Von Drusova. Iga did the business in 2020 as a debutant. We had two more in 21, in Krejcikova and Pavlyuchenkova. Coco Gauff, who lost in 2022. Karolina Muchova, who lost last year.
Muchova,
I apologise. And now here's Jasmine Paolini serving to stay in the final at Love 5 as we come round to the one-hour mark. And she misses with her first serve. Sun's dipped behind some clouds again. So Paolini's second serve is returned with an off backhand from Świątek, who then revs things up with a forehand cross court. Then she goes down the line to the double hander of Paolini. Świątek's there again and misses. Well, I think everybody would like to see Jasmine Paolini at least get a game in this second set.
Especially Jasmine Paolini.
Yes.
Paolini.
Yes.
No doubt. 15 love.
Missing. Surely that first serve was long, but nobody called it. Point continues.
See.
Is my eyes going? My eyes might be going.
Probably. That's long.
That's,
there
tell
you
me
go.
That's long. That was nearer the advertising hoardings than the baseline from Paolini.
Forehand of Paolini
I
long.
I could have sworn that serve looked long.
Give it up.
There's something wrong with the window. Can we get
it
this
up,
window
Marcus.
Clean,
yeah,
please?
It's the window.
There's definitely
sure.
something wrong with the window
for
in
sure.
our commentary box.
My friend Jackie and Alan in Yonkers, New York, are listening before going to their daughter's graduation. So
oh, very nice.
Congratulations, of course.
Yeah. Proud time, of course, for all parents of children who've graduated, hopefully with distinction. Second serve now for Paolini. The backhand, off backhand from Świątek, who goes across court now on her forehand. Now she's having to go back down the middle of the court to the forehand side of Paolini. Cross court from Świątek. Same shot from Paolini. Plenty of power in that, and it
there
forces,
you go.
Not the error so much, but an inability for Świątek to slice that one back into play.
Well, that was more like it at this point. Paolini more aggressive. Finally get something to be aggressive with. A shorter ball from Świątek. She hasn't seen that many, but took advantage of it. Now 30-15 in this game for the Italian.
Well, she wants to stay out there for as long as possible. Who knows if she'll ever get to another Grand Slam final. Milk the moment. See what might unfold. Here's Świątek hooking a forehand to the backhand side of Paolini, and it flies off her strings and goes long.
2 points away now for Iga Świątek. Ooh, my pickleball friends are listening. Julie Johnson down in Florida.
Listening to you or to us?
To us.
Oh, good.
Lucky you. 30 all. 2 points away for Świątek to win her fourth Roland Garros.
And the first serve is good. It's blocked back into play by Świątek. And now she's going to play a forehand cross court to the forehand side of Paolini, who was stretching forward a little bit but got good depth on that. And then she plays a shorter backhand, which gives Świątek a chance to attack. She misses, though, with a forehand volley across court.
Wow. She had the volley in a racket to get a match point. Just went a little bit wide with it. Maybe a little bit of tension from Świątek. You have to think that there is something there. She is human. She knows how big this is for her. Paolini with a chance to take one game here in the second set, the first that would be in that second set.
And she's serving to the backhand. The return comes straight back at her. Świątek again attacking the backhand side of the Italian, then going down the line. And that's a beauty from Paolini. Oh, yeah, she got that forehand right. Just inside the backhand corner on Iga Świątek's side of the net. She's avoided the bagel. As John gets in touch with an issue that is a recurring theme, Sophie, he says the semi-finals and today the final in the women's have been so anti-climactic, they must be given the opportunity to play the best of five.
I'm all for it. It's just to find out where do you start. Quarters, semis, can't just do the final, I don't think.
Having said that, I don't think even if this was the best of five, it would make any difference.
No, but you will see more tennis. You never know.
Yeah, I agree with John. I think from the quarterfinals probably would be the compromise. Świątek serving for the match.
Just
and the
missed.
Backhand is just wide from Paolini.
She did attack that backhand, though. I like it. I like it because she's still trying to at least do something different in this second set, be more aggressive on the second serve of Świątek. Just maybe a little bit late.
Paolini leans forward again, twirls her racket, watching intently as Świątek tosses up the ball and then puts a first serve into the net. Notice I didn't say throws up the ball in honour of you, Sophie. It's one of your pet hates. Here comes the second serve. It's to the backhand of Paolini, mid-court return, guided again onto the backhand of the Italian, backhand to backhand. I think Świątek's going to change up the angle. She does. She goes down the line, but she misses.
Yeah, maybe a little bit antsy, trying to finish maybe the point a little bit too quickly for Świątek. Chris and Barbara from Cape Cod saying hi, watching, listening. Very
Hello,
nice
Chris
of
and
you.
Barbara.
Yeah.
What are they up to?
What are they up to? They're listening to you.
Yeah? What are they doing in Cape Cod?
Cape Cod is a beautiful
place. It is,
isn't
it?
Provincetown. Yeah. They're enjoying the weather and the beauty.
Very nice. Well, we've enjoyed the weather. We've enjoyed the brilliance of Iga Świątek. I don't think Jasmine Paolini has. 5-1, 15-all. Missed first serve. The rhythmic bouncing of the ball from Świątek as she gears herself up. This second serve in the middle of the box. The return clips the top of the tape and that gives Świątek plenty of time to hammer an off forehand, and now she's got an overhead. She hasn't really made full use of that. She's got another overhead. And yes, she does get that one away eventually. A little harder than it needed to have been from Świątek there.
Well, I think it's not easy because I think the sun, and it's a little bit sunny right now, is right in her eyes. So not easy to hit. The first one was kind of a swing volley, more or less. Second was the overhead, and she made both of them. 2 points again from the trophy.
Slightly cloudy once more as Świątek serves to the Paolini forehand. There wasn't a lot of power on the return. Świątek is bossing things once again, hitting from one side to the other. Now exploring the weaknesses or any possible weaknesses on Paolini's forehand, but she's had a really good one cross court. Now she's coming. Up goes a high ball from Świątek, but it's long. Fighting to the very end here, Jasmine Paolini.
Finding the depth and moving Świątek. If you see Świątek going with slice from any of her shots from the baseline, you know you've done something right. I mean, she's late. And she did it in this point, for sure. 30-all, 5-1.
Well, if nothing else, she's delaying the coronation. She's been called the Queen of Clay already. She says, don't start calling me that, in comparison to Rafa, the King of Clay, who's got 14 titles here, of course. But it looks as though Iga's about to get a fourth, and she's matching Rafa in terms of when she's winning her early slams. Backhand reply, deep, good return from Paolini. The forehand now to the forehand side of Świątek. And then, alas for Jasmine Paolini, she goes long on her forehand wing. And after an hour and 7 minutes, We have a championship point.
Wow. An hour and 7 minutes. Oh, an hour and 8 minutes. That's it. First serve is huge here. It's to finish maybe with an ace down the tee.
She has struggled a little with her first serve today, if we were going to be ultra critical of this brilliant player. That's a good one. High backhand return, lands long. And it is three in a row for Iga Świątek in Paris. Jasmine Paolini, well, she posed a few problems early on, but there is no stopping a woman who's now won 35 of her 37 matches on the Parisian clay. 6-2, 6-1. And once more, Roland Garros is Poland Garros.
Good one, I like it. Poland Garros. Yeah, there's no really, what can you say about her performances? But, you know, after winning against Osaka, that match, saving a match point, what she has done on the clay, what she's able to produce, is pretty much out of this world. And, you know, she doesn't like to be compared to Rafael Nadal, but at 23 years old, you think, okay, who's going to beat this woman on this clay? Except, again, if there is a hard hitter who can really sustain two sets and hit the ball as hard as she is now with her camp and her coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, she hugs.
She ran straight off the court, Sophie, straight up the stairs to the player's box where she is hugging her coach and everybody else near and dear to her. Jasmine Paolini, meanwhile, sits down, folds up her towels. Probably too early to start reflecting on her first Grand Slam final. But it ended the way most expected. And now she's getting a hug from Amélie Mauresmo, the tournament director. But this is an extraordinary period of domination from a wonderful player, particularly on clay. You wonder if and when she'll translate that dominance onto the grass, where she was a junior champion, but she's quick to say, I haven't worked out the grass yet.
Well, I think it's all a matter of, you know, the grip that she has of the forehand. It's not as easy, and especially putting a lot of topspin on the ball. If it's a very dry season in Wimbledon, it could be very helpful because it almost feels like you're playing on a hard court with some, you know, off bounces here and there. So it all depends really the weather that's going to be at Wimbledon. But surely she's going to get better and better. The fitness level of Świątek, I think, enables her to play really on any surfaces. Now, she's going to have to definitely work more on some of them. But, at 23 years old, I mean, seriously, unless... And also, being physically fit the way she is so important. She's getting the embrace from Amélie Mauresmo right now. Came off the court for the presentation for the trophy as they're setting up here on court Philippe Chatrier.
Yeah, a whole host of plinths are arriving, some just in front of the net on our near side, then another one towards the back of the court in front of the President's Tribune, where I'm sure the players are going to stand and receive their trophies. A few of the stats for you very quickly. One ace apiece, two double faults for Paolini, none for Iga Świątek. In terms of their service percentages, well, Paolini was getting 67% of her first serves in. She was only winning 39% of first serve points and 40% of second serve points, which, of course, is not going to get the job done. Świątek only got 62% of her first serves in. She was struggling in that regard. When she did get them in, she won 69%. Same percentage on her second serves as well. 18 winners from Świątek, only 7 from Paolini, who committed 18 unforced errors in comparison to the Poles' 13. Pretty dominant stats, which reflect the final scoreline of 6-2, 6-1.
Yeah, plus 4 on the winners versus unforced for Świątek. Anytime you are in that category that your winners are higher than your unforced errors, you know that you're doing something right. But yeah, I mean, overall, just Paolini had to play so much higher tennis and above her level. I think that still she could have maybe used the drop shot a little more. Maybe also, yeah, why not try to come into the net a little more? There was not really something that really bothered Świątek, except at the beginning when she played down the middle quite a bit and then exposed a little bit the angles. But in all, you know, it's just too strong of a player, Świątek. The movement is to me crazy.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh. There is still a chance for Italian success on this court today. Don't go anywhere, any of you, because the men's doubles final follows immediately after the presentation. Marcelo Arevalo of Spain and his partner Matti Pavic with the 9th seed are up against Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori, the 11th seed. So
yeah, so the Italians still in men's doubles and women's doubles, as Paolini will be playing with Errani against Coco Gauff also, and who is Coco Gauff?
Laura Sigmund.
Katerina
Siniakova.
Siniakova used to play with Krejcikova, had such success in this tournament, so been there, done that. So, but it'd be fun to see the Italian in doubles, and why not trying to take a title here. Because there have been such success of the Italian in this tournament, with Sinner, of course, going out yesterday against Alcaraz, saying, and I love what Sinner said in his press conference, just so aware of...
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
You know what it takes to become better and better. He said, I learned a lot in this match and I'm still learning.
Marc Bourrit, the MC.
Yeah, just talking about a little bit of a video about Świątek winning the tournament, and they're going through a little bit of a film that they put together showing a route to winning this trophy.
And interestingly, Świątek's having a look at it. Paolini isn't. She's just staring ahead as the photographers come onto the court.
No, she's looking at it on the other side.
Oh, she's turned ahead now.
She's turned her head up there. Yeah.
A lot of photographers. Gotta be fit to be a photographer, especially on a hot day like this. It's very,
you
very
gotta be fit, period, with
very
what you're
heavy
carrying.
Cameras, yeah.
Oy.
Brutal.
Very, very tough.
Television crews are coming on as well. Everybody around Chatteray standing up, stretching their legs, watching this video, this reminder of the pulverizer. The woman who has this ridiculous lead, Gigi was telling us, close to 4,000 point lead in the rankings over Coco Gauff, who will be the official world number two on Monday. Wasn't that long ago, of course, that Arina Sabalenka was on top of the world, but Świątek has regained that advantage with a vice-like grip. And you look at these little highlights they're showing us, and I mean, it's that relentless power, taking the ball so early, the movement, all the things that Sophie's been waxing lyrical about, and she's still only 23.
I know, it's mind-boggling. She's the youngest player to win 3 consecutive titles at the French Open since Monica Seles, and that was between 1990 and 1992. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah. Right, I think the VIP presentation party should emerge shortly.
Just the ball kids coming on the court. Some of them, there are 280 of them total. Some of them are taking the court and they're honoring them right now.
The line judges follow behind.
They're coming from everywhere in France, different regions.
Voici maintenant quelques-uns des 404 officiels. 136 femmes, 268 hommes âgés de 18 à 65 ans. Pour la première fois, les 18 ligues nationales, 13 plus 5 dom-toms, sont représentées. 290 Français, 114 étrangers de 57 nationalités sur les 5 continents.
More and more people flooding out from behind the scenes.
Well, they're having all the people who worked on the court as well, but they're also saying that they used, you know, all the French country and departments to represent, to be represented here in Roland-Garros and also overseas, all our French entities. So it's lovely to see this and to see them.